So I've been framing this whole retreat in terms of the two wings of wisdom and compassion. And we've been moving backwards and forwards between the two, weaving them together. And having spent a bit of time in the last few days with the wisdom wing, we thought now today might be a good opportunity to reconnect back to the heart qualities of the Brahmavihara. And I briefly mentioned these four in my talk on wisdom and compassion the other night. And because I know all of you have done at least some guided metta practice before, I decided to dive straight into compassion as a practice the other afternoon. But now I think it will be good to come back to the foundational quality of metta, because it is the base, the soil that the other Brahmaviharas grow from. So I think most of you are familiar with the traditional method of practicing any of the Brahmavihara, where we just silently recite phrases that evoke whatever the quality is, kindness, compassion, appreciative joy or equanimity. And then we offer those phrases to categories of different people, similar to how we did the compassion practice the other afternoon. So with that method that I call the reciting phrases method, we are encouraged to start with where the quality comes most naturally, most easily. And traditionally, in relation to metta, that's for the benefactor and then ourselves. But as many of you know, it's not always so easy to practice kindness for ourselves. And sometimes, too, people find that the use of words keeps them in their head, and that the repetition of the phrases can become dry and mechanical. Now, all of that is okay. It's a natural, unexpected part of the practice. And we just need to have patience, perseverance, and eventually all of those metta seeds that we've been planting will sprout. This afternoon, though, in the spirit of exploration that I've been encouraging here, I'd like to offer a slightly different approach to metta practice, one that's perhaps a little closer to the way that it was originally taught in the time of the Buddha. So that method is based on a text, and here are the actual words from it. One dwells, pervading one direction, with one's heart filled with goodwill. Likewise, the second, the third, and the fourth direction. So above, below, and around, one dwells, pervading the entire world, everywhere and equally, with one's heart filled with goodwill, abundant, grown great, measureless, free from enmity, and free from distress. So pretty simple, just abide with one's heart imbued with kindness and then radiate it in the four directions, the north, the south, the east, the west, then above, below, and all around to cover the entire world. So I call this method of practice the radiating energy method. And although it might at first be challenging to just imbue the heart with metta, when we do manage to get that energy going, it can be a very simple and direct method of practice, because it generally feels more embodied, and because it doesn't involve the conceptual mind or actual people, sometimes it feels to not take as much effort as the reciting phrases method. So in a few minutes I'd like to give that a try, based on the way that Bhikkhu Anālayo teaches metta. And when he does it to get started, to kind of ignite that initial heart being filled with goodwill, he suggests that we bring to mind a mental image that naturally brings up a sense of warmth or open-heartedness. So, for example, it could be an image of a cute kitten, or a playful puppy, or an adorable baby. It could be a generic image a kind of archetype. Or it could be personal to you, perhaps an image of your grandchild, your pet, or maybe someone that you don't know but for who you embodies that expression of metta. For example, perhaps His Holiness the Dalai Lama, or maybe Pema Chodron. Or perhaps someone you know who naturally radiates kindness. So this image works best if you choose something that's very simple and accessible, and that when you think of it, it just spontaneously creates a flicker of warmth in the heart. So then, during the instructions, I'll be suggesting that you return to this metta image from time to time, just to stoke the energy of it, before you move to the next of these directions. So in the sutta that I just read, the four directions are the compass directions of north and south and east and west, which perhaps might not be so meaningful to some of you. You might not actually know where north is. So in the guided meditation, instead, I'll be referring to the front, the right, behind, and to the left. And I'll bring in the metta image to start that sense of warmth at the heart center. And then I invite you to just imagine that your heart might be a kind of a stove, like a warm, softly glowing wood fire, and that the embers of the kind energy just begin to radiate in all directions. And just to say, this is meant to be a creative practice, so it's important not to get too literal here. Sometimes when I describe the practice, occasionally people say, well, they couldn't do it because burning wood is bad for the environment. So I'll also use the image of the sun. Or you can put in whatever works for you, but just this sense of a warmth that's expanding. So seeing if you can connect with the spirit of the instructions rather than the literal words. And as with all of these Brahmavihara practices, it's important not to force anything. So as I said the other day, it's not about trying to manufacture a reaction or conjure up or concoct some kind of emotional response. It's more a practice of listening. And at times what we'll hear is what's getting in the way. And this too is a recognized part of the practice. So try to soften if there is any reaction or obstacles coming up. Meet them with patience and gently see if they might dissolve. So we don't want to force this process. We're touching it into it today, but it might take years to develop. And that was true for me, as I mentioned the other night perhaps, that for many years I loathed metta meditation. So just take your time, ease into it. And if it really doesn't work for you, then feel free just to do your own practice. Come back to it later if or when you feel ready. Okay, so let's give that a try now.